Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at Menards.
Was NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. We are alive. We are blessed. Thank God for another day. All right. You know the vibes. MGBookstore.com. Go pick up the books. House Economics, The Real Estate Investor's Manifesto. Each book, less than 100 pages to get your game on track, not your wig pushed back in these real estate streets. Also, join Mortgage Academy, mgmortgageacademy.com. Join today. Go to mgmortgageacademy.com. So, all right. Realtors, you already know the vibe. Tap in what city, where you from, what market, where you selling your houses at. Who are you? We need to know who you are. And, you know, happy Thursday to all, man. It's been a real crazy week with the weather here in New York. But we're here. Right? It's spring. So how the hell y'all doing? We are back. We are back. We are back. Make sure you guys subscribe to the channel and also hit that bell for notifications because I'm back, man. I'm back in the full swing of things and being able to deliver top-tier information to my people. And today is going to be nothing short of the same. Oh, also, make sure you go to Rants and Gems on all podcast audio outlets and download Rants and Gems, leave a 5-star review. People, go to Rants and Gems and leave a 5-star review, please. Okay? Leave a review. Shout out to the Bay Area. Shout out to the Bay Area. So, all right, let's talk about this today. Home buyers need a salary. What was the title of this video again? Home buyers need a salary of at least $150,000 in these states. And this is something that came out. And, I was going to talk about this yesterday, too, but, you know, with the inflation report and rates going up, you know, couldn't even really talk about this yesterday. But things are getting more expensive, ladies and gentlemen. You know, interest rates, what did interest rates end up today? Because yesterday I told you I was going to go a little bit higher than the 7.3. Let's start sharing the screen. Let's get busy early. Let's see what the rates are. Let's do this in real time, okay? So we close out of 7.37, up slightly from yesterday. Not major, but it's up. And this is, if the rates keep going in this direction, it's only going to make it less affordable for many people out there. Now, mind you, when you're seeing rates here on MortgageNewsDaily.com, MortgageNewsDaily.com, I'm going to put the link in the chat for you guys, too. You know, I love this website. This is one of my favorite sites to go to. So I'm going to put that in the chat for you guys right there. Okay, you can go visit. You get a lot of information from this website. If you are a real estate professional, loan officer, realtor, this needs to be a part of your daily read. You need to be going to this website, right? This is going to help you in your business, okay? But let's get to the nitty-gritty of why we are having today's episode, right? We're talking about this article that came out. Let me share my screen again. Why did I stop sharing my screen? I got to get nice with the stream. Y'all should. Home buyers need a salary of $150,000 in these states. If you make more than $150,000, type yes in chat. If you make less than $150,000, type no in chat. I'm trying to see something. Who over here making some money over here? If you make more than $150,000, type yes in chat. If you make less than $150,000, type no in chat. I'm trying to see something. Who making the money over here? All right. Okay, Robert. Keep it moving so they plead the fifth. Hey, it's no shame in the game. Dwight Williams says, bro, you looking smaller. Keep up the good work. And yes, above 150K. Well, I appreciate that. T. Smith says, hell no. D-Day says, yes. T. Cole, no. The Flyboy way say, IRS. We're not worried about the IRS. We legit. D-Day, cybersecurity. Okay. Shout out to all the cybersecurity folks out there. All right, so in this article, it says American home buyers need to be earning more than $150,000 annually to afford the medium price home in six states across the country, as well as the nation's capital, according to a recent analysis by consumer financial services company Bankrate. California requires the highest salary, where would-be property owners need to be earning $197,000 per year to buy a typical home, followed by Hawaii at $185,000, Washington, D.C., $167,000, Massachusetts, $162,000, Washington State, $156,000, Colorado, $152,000, and New Jersey, $152,000 as well. Now, what I liked about this thing, they got this map, this interactive map. And we can kind of go over these states right here. It says New York, you need an annual income of $148,000 to afford the medium price home. Florida, you need $114,000. North Carolina, you need $92,000. South Carolina, $96,000. Georgia, $95,000. Texas, you need $100K. So yeah, excuse me. I'm on my phone too at the same time. I mean, California is ridiculous. 197,000. I mean, that's a lot. What other states out here? These states right here, Iowa, 65,000. Damn. Indiana, 65,000. Ohio, 64,000. Kentucky, 65,000. And so forth and so forth. Let me put this link in the chat for you guys as well. That way you can go ahead and kind of do your own digging, so to speak, right? Hold on. Let me just send this email. I mean, it's text. Okay, so I put the link to what we're looking at on the screen right here. That way you guys can have it as well. Let's see. Storm Royale says, okay. No. She says, New York was like a couple grand away, laughing out loud. It's giving FHA soon come. It's definitely giving FHA. Illinois. I thought we went over Illinois. Illinois, 82,586. 82,586. Tennessee, 94,000. Colorado, 152. Colorado up there, boy. Washington is up there. Arizona, 110. So you kind of get an idea of what you need to make. But like, I want to kind of break this down a little bit on my end, how I'm looking at this, right? Nothing else in this article I really want to talk about. I just wanted to look at the states, to be honest with you guys. But let me stop scanning my screen. All right, so let's talk about this, right? Couple things when they say about all this money that you need to make in these states to like afford the medium house. First of all, this is not taking into consideration any debts that you have. Student loans, credit cards, car loans, any of the above. So when you see articles like this and it's saying that you need to make X, Y, and Z amount of money to afford the median price household, this does not mean that you're getting a mortgage approval. Because if you got debt out the wazoo, then hello, you're not going to probably qualify, not even for the median house price. So just keep that in mind when you see articles like this. But this just got me really thinking, like, okay, let's just say in New York, you need $148,000 to afford the median price house in New York. Like, that just doesn't seem like a lot of money. It just does to live in New York comfortable. Now, when they say afford, like, that's subjective to me. To me, right? It's like $148,000 gross, especially in a state like New York, where you got all types of taxes, state taxes, city taxes, Fed taxes. Man, $148,000, you coming home with 40% of that. 45% of that. So you coming home. So let's just say even, let's say 148 divided that by two, that's like 70,000 net. Man, you got 70,000 net income. It's like 5,800 a month. Like net, yo, you're going to be spending all your money on the mortgage. All your money going to go to a mortgage with that minimum income. Like, this is why I like to talk about house hacking. Shameless plug, right? House hacking. Because let's just call a spade a spade. With interest rates still going up, with home prices still appreciating. Last year, home prices appreciated 5.5%.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right? It's only going to get more expensive. And property taxes, especially, I mean, all across the country, property taxes are going up crazy too. So, yeah, you might need to make at least $200,000 in New York to afford the median home price, depending on where you live and depending on what type of home you're looking for. Like, if you're looking for like a starter home and you want to get like a townhouse or something, yeah, you can probably definitely $100,000 to $150,000. But like a single family, like in Long Island or Westchester, that shit gonna cost you $650,000, $700,000 and have $20,000 in taxes. There's no way you're gonna be able to afford that. On paper, you might be able to get approved, but you ain't going to be able to afford that. House hacking. When I see articles like this, the only thing I think about is house hacking. You got to figure out how can you supplement your mortgage payment. And this is why I encourage all my people, everybody who's watching this right now live, I was going to listen to this on Rants and Gems later. You got to come up ways to make your house make money, right? You got to figure it out, because these houses is getting expensive. These utilities, I feel like, yo, I just paid the electric bill just now for one of my houses. That thing is high. Like, it's higher than normal. And I'm just sitting here like, why is this bill so high? I don't get it. But utilities are going up. Everything is going up. Gas, everything. So if you are making, based off this list, that amount of money, one, house hack, two, another stream, you need more money. I don't, you might need a spouse, a partner, something, because it's tough out here. You said property taxes never going down. Can't imagine the next decade. Only way they'll go down is if there's a crash. Fewer than 2 in 3 Americans can afford a mere $400 emergency expense savings. That is very true. That is very true. That's what I'm saying. So, like, when I see articles like this, it's so subjective, man. It's like, yo, ain't no way in hell. Like you said, what's your name? K. Byrie? I hope I pronounced your name right. It sounds like I butchered it. My bad. I'm sorry. But, like, if you can't afford a $400,000 emergency, you ain't going to be able to afford these houses. So, people, the moral of the story today is we got to make some more money. And we got to make some more money fast. Like, I speak to so many people. Ever since I've been taking calls and shit like that, man, let me tell you, some days I'll be sitting here just rubbing my head. Please stop trying to buy real estate with no money. If you have no money, down payment, closing costs, please sit on the sideline until you have it. Do not rush yourself into a foreclosure, please. You know, I speak to so many people now and just have no money. It's okay to wait. I know I kind of went off topic a little bit, but as I started thinking about this, it just came to my mind. Like, people, you have no money. Let's not try. And if you have some money and you ain't got proper reserves, don't buy. It is very expensive. Wait. Take your time. Please. Jersey has a higher tax than New York now. When did Jersey become more expensive than New York? Well, Jersey taxes have always been high. The boroughs, the 5 borough taxes are not as expensive as Jersey, but Long Island and Westchester, the same like Jersey. Right? It is what it is, and it ain't what it ain't. So if you're going out there and you're going to be home buying, you do your due diligence, do your research. Don't buy nothing that you can't afford. Don't be house rich and cash poor. Bottom line, maybe I should have just named this episode, Don't Be House Rich and Cash Poor. All right. Let me talk to y'all about something real quick, right? There's a big event that's happening. And we're going to sidebar for this conversation real quick. Yeah, New Jersey definitely has the highest property taxes for sure. New Jersey taxes, Long Island taxes are absolutely ridiculous. My taxes on my house, $26,000. It's crazy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, the Building Black Wealth Tour. NAREB is having the National Association of Real Estate Brokers Building Black Wealth Day, April 13th, this Saturday. This is a free event in 100 cities. The Building Black Wealth Tour. They're going to have so many different resources. Shout out to Dr. Courtney Johnson Rose, the president of NAREB. Thank you for your leadership. And thank you for what you're out there doing. Everybody type NAREB in chat, please. N-A-R-E-B. Type NAREB in chat, please. Okay? So I'm going to put this link here in the chat right now. And I'm going to show you guys the cities that they are in a second, right? So this is a free event in 100 cities. A free event. In 100 different cities. If you can't make it, you can watch online. You can register for the local events, or you can do the virtual feed. And there's so much going on. This is a journey towards prosperity, equity, and a legacy of home ownership. I love this. Shout out to the sponsors. All right, so they're going to have learn from the experts, discover the keys to home ownership, unlock down payment assistance, empower you for a brighter future, connect with civil leaders, including city mayors, will be at this thing. So they're hitting up 100 cities, right? So you just go to the website and look. These are all the cities that they will be in where you can actually go to the event on April 13th. This is National Black Wealth, Building Black Wealth Day. April 13th from 10 to 3 p.m. 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. So you have all these different cities, y'all. All these different cities, and it's free. So you can go in person, or you can watch it virtually. But it's going to be a lot of information, a lot of resources, a lot of things that you guys need. Now, yeah, no, I only be promoting my stuff and my events and my classes and things that I'm doing. So for me to promote something like this on my page, it means something. And I want you guys to participate in this. It's this Saturday. So National Black Building Black Wealth Day, April 13th, 10 o'clock to 3 p.m. You can go in person in any one of these cities. So when you go on the website, you just click whatever city. They're all over the place. 100 cities, y'all. 100 cities. Make sure y'all go meet with the local professionals. Learn about down payment assistance in your area. It's free. Okay? It is free. Go to this. If you can't go in person, watch it online. Get information, get resources. The more resources, the more information, the more you learn, the more you earn, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to NAREB and the NAREB Building Black Wealth Tour. Shout out to Dr. Courtney Johnson Rolls for all your work. This is exciting. I will be virtually speaking on Saturday. Okay, so I'm going to speak on Saturday virtually. I'm looking forward to this. Guys, make sure you are there. Support your boy MG. And register for free. It's all free. Okay? It's all free. So I'm going to put the link again in the comments. You guys go ahead and register. And do what you got to do. Sonya Wood says she will be online. That's great. I would love to see you guys there. All right? So go to NAREBBlackWealthTour.com. NAREBBlackWealthTour.com. Okay. We've been on here for about 25 minutes. This is going to be a short live today because I actually have things I need to go ahead and do, but I just wanted to come on here real quick and have this quick conversation with you because I wanted to speak about it yesterday, but it was so much other things going on. I didn't get a chance to speak with you guys. Make sure you guys tapped into my Instagram page, MG the Mortgage Guy. I go live over there every morning while I'm walking my dog, Cash. We always drop some gems. All the audio from those lives are on Rants and Gems, so you can go listen to it over there if you can't catch it live. And again, I appreciate y'all. Tomorrow, I got a special guest coming on the channel tomorrow. We're going to talk some credit tomorrow. Probably, I think we're going on like 4:30 tomorrow. So make sure you guys tap in with that. All right? That's all I got for you, Matt Garland. NMLS number 58700, but I'm better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow, 4:30.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.